Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is pardoning thousands of people convicted of marijuana possession under federal law. It's a move long sought by some Democrats, and it fulfills a campaign pledge Biden made. More from NPR's Asma Khalid.
The president is taking executive action to pardon people convicted of simple marijuana possession under both federal law and D.C. statute.
There are thousands of people who are convicted for marijuana possession who may be denied employment, housing, or educational opportunities as a result of that conviction. My pardon will remove this burden on them.
But many marijuana convictions occur at the state level, and so the president is urging governors to take similar steps in their states. He's also asking the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Attorney General to review how marijuana is classified under federal law. It's currently in the same category as heroin and LSD. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
A search committee for the University of Florida is recommending Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse serve as the university's next president. Sasse is currently 2 years into his second Senate term. NPR Susan Davis has more.
The University of Florida says more than 700 people were considered. They narrowed it down to a dozen candidates and are now recommending Sasse as the lone finalist for the job. If Sasse were to resign from office, Nebraska's Republican governor can appoint someone to serve out the remainder of his term. It's not expected to affect the balance of power in the Senate. Sasse said in the university statement that he was thrilled about the opportunity. It's subject to final confirmation by the university's Board of Trustees and the Board of Governors. The senator is scheduled to visit the university next week, and trustees will meet in early November. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Researchers say an increase in COVID-19 cases in Europe is among several signs that another surge of infections could hit the U.S. this fall and winter. NPR's Rob Stein has the story.
The virus has been surging again in the U.K., Germany, and some other European countries. And what happens in Europe often foreshadows what will happen in the U.S. Researchers are also detecting slight increases in the virus in wastewater in some spots in the Northeast. At the same time, infections and even hospitalizations appear to be ticking up in New England and the Pacific Northwest. It's too early to know for sure whether another national surge will hit the country or when, and researchers are optimistic that the immunity people have from infections and vaccinations would prevent another surge from hitting the country as hard as the last two winters. But officials are urging people to get the new Omicron boosters to make sure they're protected. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower today ahead of key government jobs numbers due out tomorrow. The Dow fell 346 points. The Nasdaq was down 75 points. The S&P 500 dropped 38 points. This is NPR. The federal government is moving ahead with leasing some public lands for oil and gas drilling in three states. As Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports, the initiative is being mandated by congressional action.
The Department of Interior announced that it'll take steps to lease oil and gas rights to about 260,000 acres of public land, primarily in Wyoming and some in New Mexico and Kansas. This is in response to the Inflation Reduction Act, which mandates some oil and gas leasing. Taylor McKinnon is with the Center for Biological Diversity.
It's ludicrous that in the midst of a climate crisis, we would be committing more fossil fuels to leasing and development that will only worsen that harm.
Only one sale has taken place since Biden took office. Typically, they happen four times a year. Oil and gas proponents say leasing is necessary for the industry to thrive. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale, Wyoming.
A former Thai police officer facing a drug charge burst into a daycare facility there, opening fire and killing dozens of preschoolers and teachers, shooting more people as he fled. He then shot and killed his wife and child before apparently turning the gun on himself. At least 36 people are known dead after what's being described as the deadliest shooting rampage in the nation's history. The attack took place in a rural province in northeastern Thailand. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up 69 cents a barrel to end the session at $88.45 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.